Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we are going to unlock the book I contain multitudes. This book is about the impact of microbes on living organisms on Earth, and the partnerships between humans and microbes. When we talk about microbes, people usually think of pathogens, such as bacteria, as well as viruses that cause illnesses, such as tuberculosis, leprosy, plague, and variola. In magazines and popular media, we often read that stuff we use every day, such as mobile phones, doorknobs, and keyboards, are covered with more bacteria than that found on a toilet seat. These bacteria are said to contaminate our living environments, while also threatening human health. As such, people associate microbes with pathogens, and thus want them to be eliminated at any cost. At first thought, for many, it seems as if the existence of microbes can only mean disease, dirt, and filth. However, judging microbes in such a way is in fact unfounded. Among all types of microbes, including bacteria, virus, fungi, microalgae, and other microscopic biological groups, there are actually fewer than 100 strains of bacteria that can infect humans. A large part of the microbe family are not pathogens and cannot make us sick. On the contrary, they play a vital role in preserving our lives. The existence of microbes is vitally intertwined with our own lives. They can be found everywhere in nature, on animal bodies, and on human bodies. They are indispensable. Microbes fertilize the earth, degrade pollutants, and produce oxygen for us to breathe. They can also shape human organs, modulate the immune system, and help us digest foods. If all microbes disappeared from Earth, there would indeed be no infectious diseases, and many insects would die out. However, it would also be a disaster. Herbivores such as cattle and sheep would die of starvation, crops would diminish, garbage would accumulate, food chains would be disrupted, human society would perish, and most creatures on Earth would become extinct. It is thus time for us to change our perception of microbes. This book will help us understand the important roles that microbes play for all life forms on Earth, and the partnership and conflict between humans and microbes. It'll also explain how our bodies regulate microbes to serve us. So sit back and relax, and let this book change your view of the world through a new understanding of microbes. The author of this book, Ed Yong, is the science reporter for The Atlantic. His work is usually published in popular science magazines, such as National Geographic of America, New Scientist, and Scientific American. In 2016, Ed Yong won the Michael E. DeBakey Journalism Award for his prominent contribution in biomedical reporting, and Byron H. Waxman Award for Excellence in Public Communication of Life Sciences. I Contain Multitudes was nominated as one of the New York Times 100 Notable Books in 2016. Today's bookie will guide us through a journey to better understand microbes through the following three parts. Part 1, the symbiotic relationship between microbes and living organisms. Part 2, the roles microbes play in human health. Part 3, research and application of microbes in the treatment of diseases. Let's start with part 1, the symbiotic relationship between microbes and living organisms. Before humans came into the picture, microbes have existed for hundreds of millions of years on Earth. Our planet, in fact, has a history of 4.5 billion years. If this history was condensed into 1 year, humans would have appeared in the last 30 minutes before midnight of December the 31st. Mammals would have only appeared in early December, and microorganisms would in fact be the absolute rulers of the Earth, having appeared within the time frame between March and October. Then, approximately 2 billion years ago, two major microbes, bacteria and archaea, interacted and created the first eukaryotic cell. Since all animals and plants belong to the eukaryotic kingdoms, it can be said that microbes gave rise to all plants, animals, and even us human beings. We and microbes share a common ancestor. From the deepest trenches to the highest clouds, from plants, animals to human bodies, microbes are everywhere. If there were no microbes on Earth, what would happen? Without microbes to degrade it, the trash around us would accumulate as high as a mountain. Without microbes to degrade plant fiber, herbivores such as cattle, sheep, and deer would die due to starvation. Without microbes to provide nitrogen, most plants on Earth would wither due to nitrogen deficiency, and humans would perish. As such, we can say that all creatures depend on the existence of microbes that live both in and around us. Microbes migrate among animal and human bodies, to the atmosphere, to the earth, into water and within buildings, thus linking us with this world. Different types of microbes reside in different parts of the body, from the surface of the skin to inner body parts, and even within our cells. The body is like a zoo containing multiple different types of microbes. Each body contains multitudes. For example, the microbes on the surface of our skin are mainly Propionibacterium and Staphylococcus. In the intestines there are Bacteroides, and in the vagina, there are Lactobacillus. According to the latest estimate, there are approximately 39 trillion microbes in our body, while at the same time, our body is made up of only 30 trillion cells. Can you imagine? Microbes play an important role in animal and human development. Scientists have discovered that specific bacteria can in fact help shape the bodies of animals. In one experiment, scientists injected germ-free mice with a kind of gut bacteria called Bacteroides theta omicron. They found that this strain of microbes could activate certain genes, create blood vessels, mature cells, establish gut barrier and form a healthy gut environment, which favors nutrient absorption and toxin degradation. They also found that the development of the bodies of animals is not only determined by its own genes, but also influenced by the genes of the microbes. Hence, the body of the animal is the result of a symbiotic relationship between the microbes and the animal itself. The role that microbes play in the development of animals is not merely some form of being helpful. In fact, we can safely say the normative development of animals cannot occur without microbes. Scientists have found that animals could die when microbes are removed from their bodies. For example, the Aedes aegypti, a mosquito species with the dengue virus, cannot continue to physically grow if all the microorganisms from their bodies are removed. Having said so, there are those certain animals which are germ-free to begin with. However, these living organisms can only survive within a specific environment. It needs to be set at a constant temperature, have sufficient food and water, and cannot contain predators nor microbes that can infect the organism. Otherwise, they would easily die. Microbes are also involved in human development. When a baby leaves the germ-free uterus of their mother, the microbes in the birth canal will be transferred to its body, in which approximately 3 out of 4 strains are from the mother. When the baby is fed breast milk, certain microbes in the first mouthfuls of milk will make the baby's gut their new home. There are many microbes that live in our bodies with which our cells and tissues interact with throughout our lives. They continuously build and reshape our bodies, establish and modulate our immune system, and develop and restore our bones. With their help, aging bones are constantly reabsorbed, and new bones constantly form. Microbes can also influence the development of the gut, vessels, and brain, making them indispensable to the body. Knowing that some microbes can benefit the immune system, the bones, and the gut, while other microbes can make people ill, do you still think that there are good microbes and bad microbes? This idea is a bit naive. The relationship between microbes and humans is a complicated one. Why do we say so? Because microbes are both a partner and a parasite to our body. They have a dual identity. We live in a symbiotic relationship with microbes, which has 3 forms. The first form is parasitism, in which one party benefits at the expense of the host. For example, a pathogen enters a body and makes the host ill. The second form is commensalism, in which one party benefits without influencing the host. For example, some microbes live in the body, but they don't cause any harm to the body. The third form is mutualism, in which the inhabitant benefits the host. For example, some microbes in our bodies help establish our immune systems. However, many microbes live as symbionts in all three forms, which has both advantages and disadvantages. For example, Helicobacter pylori in our stomach can cause gastric ulcer and gastric cancer, but they also prevent esophageal cancer. Some microbes in a specific organ can bring us benefits, but will suddenly become very dangerous when they enter another organ. For example, some microbes in the gut play a role in food digestion and nutrient absorption, but when they enter into the blood vessels, they can cause septicemia. There are some microbes that are safe for humans who are healthy, however, when the immune system drops, they can then harm the body, even becoming life-threatening. As such, microbes can bring both benefits and harms to our bodies directly or indirectly. There are no good microbes nor bad microbes. Hence, the extreme opinions of either we must eliminate all of them and bacteria are our friends are both wrong. The so-called symbiotic relationship explains the coexistence of partnership and conflict between humans and microbes. As such, how does our body maintain a stable relationship with microbes and reduce the conflicts that may exist? The human body has developed different ways to regulate microbes, strengthen our partnership with them, and reduce the possibilities of contracting diseases. Let's now take a look at the two main ways the human body accomplishes such. The first way is by restricting microbes in different parts of the body. Each part of our body has different temperatures, acidity, and oxygen content, which determines where specific strains can live. For example, the gut is deficient in oxygen, so most gut microbes are all anaerobic bacteria who thrive in an oxygen-poor environment. In fact, they may actually die in an oxygen-rich environment. The human body restricts microbes by setting barriers to surround them into a specific area, which allows us to live safely with them. If certain microbes were to enter the wrong area in the body and live, they will likely make us sick. The second way our body maintains its relationship with microbes is by regulating microbes using our immune system. Many of us may have the impression that our immune system is like a well-trained army, fighting off pathogens like COVID-19 in order to protect us from diseases. However, this is only half the truth. More recently, scientists have discovered that the immune system also works like a diplomat facilitating communication between microbes. Such communication in turn helps the immune system better distinguish harmful microbes, like E. coli in expired food, from beneficial microbes, like lactic acid bacteria in yogurt and cheese. Our immune system thus functions not only by eliminating pathogens that enter our body, but also by managing the relationship between microbes, so that a desirable balance can be achieved. We have now covered the first part of the book, the symbiotic relationship between microbes and living organisms. Let us summarize what we've learned. Microbes are in fact everywhere and all creatures depend on their existence. They can help shape the bodies of humans and animals. However, the relationship between humans and microbes is also marked by both partnerships and conflict. In order to live in harmony with microbes, the human body restricts them to specific areas, and our immune system assures the maintenance of a healthy balance of microbes. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.